Jesus heals a paralytic and eats with tax collectors in Mark, the second chapter. Last week, Mark spoke of the power of Jesus and the authority of Jesus. Jesus was dealing with demons and illness, showing his mastery over leprosy and even the fever in Peter's mother-in-law, proving his authority. Today's lesson, we find Jesus out and about, but he is not making friends with the church leaders. Some friends bring a paralytic man to Jesus and are not able to get inside, so they lower him through the roof. These men love a man who cannot get to Jesus on his own. Maybe the man asked for help, so his friends picked him up and headed to town. It doesn't say, but somehow he is there and not speaking, seemingly along for the ride. Jesus, on the other hand, sees the friends, which immediately draws his attention. Jesus says to the man who has not asked or is speaking or moving, but just lying on a mat, "Son, your sins are forgiven." He didn't ask for forgiveness. He didn't ask for anything. Maybe he just wanted to be closer to Jesus and didn't want anything. Now, he is still not speaking. When the scribes sitting there think, not speak, to Jesus, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus, a mind reader, responds to their thoughts, and then he heals the man by telling him to take up his mat and walk. He asks a question and responds with a statement, "Why do you question in your hearts? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Jesus heals the man. He is letting them know that he has the authority on earth to forgive sins. He also heals the man physically. All this time, the man on the cot has not spoken one word or made any indication that he wants healing or forgiveness. This man has been forgiven and healed because of the actions of others. Jesus sees the love of friends loving their neighbor and is moved into action. The love of one for another has Jesus' attention. In this case, it is not the begging of a sick person, but the love of another that give Jesus the opportunity to heal. They show love for their neighbor, and Jesus responds with forgiveness. The ability for a person to love someone that results with Jesus' greatest gift of forgiveness is something we can all do. The paralytic never asks Jesus for anything or acknowledges Jesus in the story at any time until after he was healed and then responded when Jesus told him to pick up his mat and walk. Jesus does the action of coming to the man after the friends love him, and Jesus, not hearing but seeing their love, does everything for him. Jesus is declaring a new way of life, one of love and caring for all, including the underprivileged. Jesus defines the law of Moses in a new way, and the Pharisees are having difficulty understanding what Jesus is saying. God's law for the people points us to the sin within ourselves, and without the law, we cannot see our own sin. Jesus comes to rescue us from our sin because we cannot save ourselves. The scribes and Pharisees have been trying to help people save themselves by following the law. That's their job, keeping the law and making sure we keep the law. At Jesus' baptism, God broke open the sky and came into our lives in a new way. Coming to us in Jesus is God's way of opening a gate to eternal life. This is a new understanding of God and blessings of Abraham. Showing our faith in action is not about our forgiveness and our acceptance of God, but how our faith is put into action by loving a friend enough to bring them for healing. It is the open gate of Jesus Christ that welcomes us into the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of forgiveness, you healed a paralytic by forgiving his sins. Forgive us, heal us, and teach us to walk in your ways by loving our neighbor the way you first loved us. You are the open gate for all creation. Amen.